first point is that we live in an Advent season where we expect somebody to come. And we really have a reason for this, because Christ, he came for our salvation, and he will finish his job when he returns second time, and he will raise us from the grave. That he has promised, certainly. However, the problem is that often we may not expect anything from God, because we look at our situation and we see how difficult life is. Is there any truth? Is anything valuable? What about the meaning of life? What is the meaning of my life? Second point is, this kind of thinking is not just a modern kind of thinking. It was also a time, a way of thinking in the old days. In the old times, at Noah's times, at the times of Zechariah, also old people can think like this, not only young people. Well, Zechariah, he may also have thought like this. And he and his wife, they had wished to get a child, but they didn't get it. What was meaning of life for them? Very difficult. So also when somebody is not married, maybe. Why? Or if you have a bad marriage, where you maybe have a divorce, why? How come? Where is God in my life? Or if you lose your job, or if you are sick, if you have sufferings and you can't get rid of it, where is my God? And now Zechariah, he came to the temple and he served God just as usual. Nothing exceptional in his life, but one day an angel came and promised him, your prayers have been heard. God, he listened always through, so he's with you. But he didn't believe. In disbelief, he said, that can't be true. And so he returned, but he returned also with a promise of the angel Gabriel. But he was dumb, couldn't talk. So now he had a proof of his unbelief, but he also had the word of God in his ears. And now we listen to his song after 9 months had become this child. And he is singing and saying, the Lord has visited and has redeemed his people. Really? We ask him, is that really true? Yes, it is true, because the child now has been born. And another child is on its way to be born, the Messiah. He knew it from Mary, who was in their home for 3 months. He listened to the speech between Mary and Elizabeth, and he believed it. And now he sings about it. And we also have the word of God that Messiah has been born. A child has been born unto us. He is really in our midst. And also the mouth of the prophets confirm it. A child will be given to you. And this child is being prophesied about in Isaiah, also that he will become the Savior who will carry the sin of the people. He is the Lord. And Zechariah, he tells that they will learn about their salvation, knowing about forgiveness of sins. And that's the way we also learn about salvation, that our sins are forgiven. And what follows? From this follows that we can serve our Lord without fear, just like he says in his wonderful song, so that we may serve before the face of God in his presence without fear, serve him all our days. So now we can serve God, we can serve our neighbor, we can serve in our family, we can serve in our difficult situations and circumstances. Now Christ, our Lord, he is with us. He is at the right hand of the Father, but he is also in his congregation when we have our service, and he is also in the Lord's Supper with his body and his blood, as he's promised. So we will walk forward serving him without fear. Amen.